Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Allison?
Yes, it is. Hi, Mr. Bennett.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I just have a couple questions. I understand I got a letter, and you kind of stated again on your message what it was, that you guys are saying that you can't process it. My question, I guess, basically is why. I mean, is that your policy that you don't accept requests from the general public, or is there some kind of written directive or something?
Yes, I mean, absolutely. This type of matter would need to be referred by the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Okay, and I assume that the judge has not seen this, is that correct?
I brought it to their attention, and they told us to refer you to the U.S. Attorney's Office.
So, which judge was it that told you that, or was it a group of judges?
Oh, yeah, just generally. It's just our general policy.
I know, but you said you brought it to their attention. Whose attention did you bring it to? The reason I'm asking these questions is there's a whole bunch of victims on here that I need to be able to tell them what's going on. It's not just me.
Right, I understand. I mean, you can certainly, we talked about this before. If you wanted to open this up as a civil case, we can open it up as a civil case and a judge will review it. In the format that you send it to us as a motion to convene a federal grand jury, we're not in the business of filing or opening up a case with this type of pleading.
Okay, maybe you have me confused with someone else. We never talked about this before, and it wasn't in the letter that
no,
was
we
sent
did. To... You and I did have a conversation. You explained to me that the additional copies were for the members of the grand jury, but we're not in the business of just taking these types of discovery documents and just giving them to the grand jury for review.
Okay, I understand that. So... again, what I'm asking for, though, is what kind of a directive, or you're not making this decision yourself, someone else is making this decision. The reason I ask this is because
there's certain types of documents that we receive and we process and we open, and this is not the type of document that we would receive or process.
Okay, so then you have a federal court guideline that says that, what you will receive and what you won't?
Right, generally you need to file a complaint in order to open up a case in this court.
Well, I have to file a criminal complaint?
No, the U.S. Attorney's Office would file a criminal complaint. You can file a miscellaneous type case or a civil case in order to bring something before the judge's review.
Okay, so this isn't civil, this is criminal. So you're telling me that you don't accept criminal complaints from anyone but the U.S. Attorney's Office, is that correct?
To the best of my knowledge, yes, that's correct.
Okay. The reason I'm asking you this is that the reason that I sent that to you directly, actually, there's two reasons. The first reason is that this parts of this case have already been presented to federal investigative agencies who either didn't acknowledge receiving them or replied in a manner that was negative. Secondly, the U.S. Constitution says that a federal judge will convene a grand jury if it's in the interest of the best interest of the general public. It doesn't say anything about receiving only complaints from U.S. attorney, to the best of my knowledge. That's why I'm asking you, where is this information that you're giving me? It's not just coming from you. If it's a policy, maybe you could send me a copy of it. Or if it's was told to you by someone that's a superior to you, then maybe you could give me a name or something like that. That's all. This is not in any way civil.
I understand. Well, I will certainly do a little bit more research and look for some type of policy that I can provide to you. But there's still the question of what would you like us to do with your copies?
Well, I would like you to hang on to them until I get some kind of a answer from you as to why this can't be done. And once I get that, then I will be able to decide, if you have a directive or if there's some kind of a federal court ruling or procedure that says that you will not do that, most likely I'll have you destroy them. But until then, I would rather you just sit on them. This isn't going to go on for longer than 30 days, is it? I mean, you're not.
I can't answer that question. We'll have to. We did some preliminary research and could only find case law pertaining to other cases.
Do you have an email? Maybe I could send you some of my information, and it might help in this matter. You might say it's ill.
Okay. Yeah, you can email me. My email is ag@hid.uscourts.gov.
Okay, A as in Adam, G as in George, at HIG, which is Henry Ida George dot US.
HID, Hawaii District Court, HID.
Okay. HID dot US Courts dot gov.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good enough. I will get to work on this and send you some information, and maybe we can resolve this without any more phone tags and stuff, and I'll be on my way or not. Okay?
Okay.
And what's the name of the head judge there?
The chief judge currently is Judge J. Michael Seabright.
Seabright?
Yes.
Okay. J. Michael Seabright. Okay. Thanks very much for your time. Hello?
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.